This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Outside the White House on the final night of the Republican National Convention, hundreds of demonstrators gathered for a noise demonstration and dance party to drown out President Donald Trump's speech accepting the Republican presidential nomination. But Mr. Trump was not deterred from continuing his first campaign's message of making America great again, not ignoring the obvious crisis. He also said he will rebuild from the coronavirus pandemic.
In a new term as president, we will again build the greatest economy in history, quickly returning to full employment, soaring incomes, and record prosperity. We will defend America against all threats and protect America against all dangers.
This was the final night of the Republican National Convention where Mr. Trump chose the White House South Lawn to accept the party nomination for a second term. Meanwhile, his opponents are not holding back on the criticism of him.
3.5 years in, Kamala Harris says the president still doesn't understand the job.
He thinks it's all about him. Well, it's not.
Saying it's about you and all of us. In her first Trump-focused speech since becoming Joe Biden's running mate, Harris said the president's shown a reckless disregard for the well-being of Americans throughout the virus pandemic. In remarks likely to get his attention, Harris says she backs peaceful protests of police shootings. Biden's accusing the president of rooting for more violence, telling MSNBC the president sees that as a political benefit. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And again, this was the final night of the Republican National Convention. This is